Welcome to our paranormal afterlife. This is episode 184 of Paranormal Stories. This episode I'm reading from Julia Evans' book, The Lily Nurse, Rebooted, Rebirthed, and Finding a New Path. When I have guests on my podcasts, I read their books to work out questions for the episodes. When reading these books, I always find such amazing information that never makes it into the podcast, and here I get a chance to give you a peek into the book. I've put a link to the book in the show notes, and I did seek permission to record this extract, and the author kindly said yes. I'm going to be reading from chapter 20, which is titled Rebooted and Rebirthed, and this is what Julia has written. "Clear," an authoritative voice calls out, and 150 joules of electricity surge through a defibrillator into my body. I'm being ripped, pulled, pushed, and forced away from my current place and state of being. Away from my place of bliss, I am slammed, thrown, ejected, rejected from remaining in a place I was not meant to stay in, back into my former body. I was pushed back, pulled back, shocked back hard, with this intense mighty force. Zapped right back into the former body and life I knew. I feel this hard jolt of electricity and energy surge through my entire body, propelling me to a fully seated upright position. Thwack! Back to this reality, this body, this world. I'm physically alive. Here, I am back. I am sitting straight up on this stretcher, stunned and dumbfounded, trying to switch back to this familiar and yet new reality I've been forced back into. Unable to fathom the intensity and the magnitude of all the components and levels I'm experiencing all at once. I'm trying to process everything I'm experiencing, and I question, am I alive? I am momentarily unsure of my surroundings. Where am I now? Am I really back into my previous world that I knew, I know? I'm waiting for my conscious mind to realize that I am, in fact, alive in this realm, in this world that I tried to leave behind. I realize now I am in a different space, realm, or dimension, not in my infinite place of absolute bliss. But I am still enveloped within this healing, loving light. It's blinding, and I cannot see beyond its radiating beam. I feel like I am being recreated from this radiant, an angelic light, as if I'm being reborn like a phoenix rising from its ashes, transforming from death and a former life of despair and destruction, rebirthing into a new beginning, a new purpose, a renewed, rebooted, restored life, resurrecting from death and a previous life of pain and suffering, emerging into a new world of healing potential and strength, not just to survive, but to thrive and truly heal from my past, moving towards a better future and life that I'd always meant to be in. I am a survivor, and I have the strength, the need, and the desire to be here. I desire to be here, strong and in tune. I am worthy. I can sense that I'm here on the stretcher. Every cell within my entire body is awakening to this new state of being. Although I'm back to my former shell or body, everything seems new and heightened. It is as though I am experiencing everything for the first time within this new life. I am being birthed again into this new world through an infinite loving light. My attention is drawn to and fixated on this light that surrounds me. It is within me, embracing me in this immaculate intensity of healing love that exudes a light like no other, shining on and illuminating the areas that need to be repaired and healed. This love encompasses me, projecting to and from my heart while mending the broken pieces of the erratic transmissions of my body. My previously misconducted communication of my nervous system is now being completely rebooted, like a computer's operating system starting up again. This reboot fires up the communication to initiate more of the healing process throughout my entire being. This place and state of unconditional love illuminates my being to radiate from this infinite love rather than a place of hurt and pain. All of my systems are rebooting so I can truly start my healing process, igniting my awareness to the things that are essential to heal from. It's a wake-up call, and I'm finally able to see what I need to face, heal, and learn from. I have been given another chance to live and to be me, be the person I was always meant to be. I am here. I am back. I am stronger than ever. I am alive. I begin to spontaneously open and close my hands while raising and dancing my feet upon the stretcher, proving to myself and my surroundings that I can, in fact, move. I'm moving. I'm utilizing and initiating my sense of touch, for this is the task I couldn't perform prior to entering a different realm or dimension. I'm grabbing hold of whatever or whomever I can, unable to see anything or anyone. I purposely exaggerate my movements to lock into my brain that I am here, back, and alive, in this place. I am trying to latch onto my new world by grasping onto anything that activates my physical sensation of touch, completing my transition from a place I was not meant to stay in. I'm metamorphosing from the confinement of my broken self to something pure and beautiful. Out of the dark, deep abyss I had bound myself to far too long, and now I transmogrify into a spiritual state of being, able to spread my wings like that of a butterfly or an angel, encompassing and radiating love and light. This activation of my sense of touch allows my mind to process my body mechanics and activates new neurotransmitters and renewed pathways of communication within my mind, body, and spirit. It initiates the wholeness that I was lacking within my former life. Squeezing hands and fingers and moving my feet allows my conscious mind to fully grasp that I am here, on this earth, in this realm, in this dimension to heal. I'm beginning to feel, but I cannot decipher much at this point. My mind is torn by the influx of my senses and the remaining stillness from this radiant light. This loving light still encapsulating me. I can see this vivid, even more brilliant light projecting from me, my soul and my being, my true form. It shines a spotlight to where I am needed and meant to be. It places me back, as if it's a vortex, a tunnel, both light and dark, pulling and pushing me, like a mother pushing her baby out of her womb. I am exiting the comfort, safety, and protection of the realm or space I feel most comfortable in. I can feel the love of my mother and her internal strength, love and protection, hugging me and preserving me to live, now pressuring me to live. Outside of this physical attachment, to face the world for myself, learning and experiencing my world in a different light. I am becoming me, birthing me into a world I am meant to be in, a world I am meant to exist in. Be free to be me. This time I'm being rebirthed into this world head on, not Frank Breech or ass backwards like the first time I was birthed from my mother's womb. I am facing this world and my new life head on, with my eyes wide open, illuminated with a new sense of awareness, insight, knowledge, and enlightenment. I am blessed to be given a second chance, to be rebirthed from this pure loving light, facing my new world head on, with eyes wide open, ready for the world I was always meant to be in. I'm ready and willing to face my former self of destruction, pain and suffering, and look at my world in a different light, from a different perspective, from a place of love within. I'm being consecrated, blessed and transformed from the loving light of the divine. It's a love that is so pure, unconditional and healing. I hold it in my heart and it wraps around my entire being. This is all I see at first, this infinite radiating angelic loving light that I am being birthed from, being rebirthed into this world from a place of healing love, from something greater than us. I can feel my body. Every last little cell and particle of my being, I can sense it all. I can feel it all. Every little thing within me and surrounding me, every last little particle of my being and beyond this universe. Everything seems so clear, heightened. I am aware. I am awakening. I can finally sense it all, and my conscious mind has decided that I am here. I am back. Today I was reading from Julia Evans' book, The Lily Nurse, Rebooted, Rebirthed and Finding a New Path. If you want to buy the book, there is info and a link in the show notes. My book, titled Verified Near-Death Experiences, Proof of an Afterlife, is out on Amazon, and you can get it on paperback, audiobook or on Kindle. And a great way to support the podcast is to sign up on Patreon. Just go to patreon.com/ourparanormalafterlife or click on the button on my homepage, pastliveshypnosis.co.uk. And if you enjoy the podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify or via your favourite podcast app to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes. And thanks for listening.